This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Like a saber gun and humans and us a fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Honk and
horn! And make it good!
Oh, Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
Start the show!
Hi guys, welcome to the Dynamic Banter. I want you to clear your mind.
I need this too.
Kevin needs this, guys. I need you to clear your mind.
Text 818-722-8682 to clear your mind.
Oh. Are we on?
Everybody, clear your mind. Let's empty our minds. Just nothing to think about right now. Now that there's nothing in your mind at all,
cough away, take a deep breath and cough away everything in your mind.
Cough out your mind. Now that there's nothing in your mind, it's time to think about that maybe where we even are standing is amazing. And maybe it doesn't feel that way sometimes, but the fact that you're standing where you're standing.
Hey, Lord.
Nothing matters at the end of the day. Because everything's going to be okay.
Say happy birthday to the person next to you. Next.
What do you think Joe Biden's doing right now?
Shitting. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, is this Nick Hamilton?
Hello, Steve. How are you doing?
Famous Australian Nick Hamilton on the phone.
Thank you.
How are you? You're on Dynamic Banter.
No, I know. I'm aware.
Oh.
I just got a phone call and dropped out.
Oh, okay. And who was that from? When did that happen? Just now?
Yeah.
I actually was unaware that happened.
Yeah, it was Mike.
Oh, it was Mike. Hello? Mike, is there anything you want to say to Nick? I think he thinks you hung up on him.
No. I just want to call
Mike
him up.
Yeah, Mike called me for less than a second and then hung up, I think.
I just want to call you up.
Well, let's get to the bottom of this. Hey guys, welcome to the show! Mamma mia, what a show we have planned for you today.
Mike.
And in tonight is Surrounded. Did you know that? In the main room of the Hollywood Improv.
I did know that, and the reason why is because a friend of mine left me a really kind message reminding me of just that, and here it is.
Give orange me, give eat orange me, eat orange, give me eat orange, give me give eat orange me, eat orange, give me eat orange, give me give eat.
And then somebody was like, this guy just said a sentence.
Orange me eat orange, give me eat orange, give me eat orange, give me eat orange.
One more time? Yeah, go ahead.
Orange me give eat orange, me eat orange.
Hello?
Hi, Kevin. Hello, Kevin. Hi.
What's up?
What, you got no speakerphone on that thing?
I don't know what's happening.
It's full of chocolate.
It's full of what?
Nim's longest re-
Nick, we can't hear you.
Wait, let me boost mic here. Go ahead.
Go ahead, talk.
Hello?
Through Mike's mic. Hello? Oh,
is Kevin boy. There?
My speaker sucks. What happened to your phone there, buddy?
Nim's longest recorded sentence was, give orange
it's filled
meat.
With chalk? Let me see this.
Eat you.
Let me see. It is gross. This is disgusting. Is there chalk in your pockets? What are you chalking, dude?
What, you got chalk in your pockets?
I would clean this for you if I wasn't so absolutely disgusted.
It's chalk!
Yeah, but
come
it's
on.
Also what else?
Sweat.
Sweat. Sweat and chalk. Sweat right, and gym sweat. Chalk.
So something's wrong with Kevin's phone. It's okay. He's a young man.
Everyone's phone has been touched.
Imagine being a young man with a phone, Mike.
Nick, were you ever a young man with a phone?
Sorry?
Have you ever been a young man with a phone?
I've been a young man with a phone. I'm talk a young about, man with a phone right now.
Talk about your experience.
I was trying to call Ellie just to say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Ellie. You sound far away.
I know that Ellie was here.
I'm psychic, and I'm gay.
Whoa, wait, you're psychic? Oh, damn. That was the most interesting thing Nick's ever said.
I'll take things I didn't know about Nick for 500, Alex.
Mike, guys, listen to this. This is exciting. Because what do you want to say?
Nothing. I'm saying
no, you got your hand out. You got something to say.
Don't get on with it.
Get on with the show?
Yeah.
Don't get on with it, you said?
Get on with it.
Okay, he wants us to get on.
Call Nick if you don't want us to get on with
wait,
it.
Wait, does that calling Nick means getting on with
no,
it?
No, do not answer that.
That's a type of getting on with it.
Let's get it on with it.
So we, Mike, guys, listen.
Why do people listen to this show?
Boy, like it's hard enough to describe
you see,
it.
So you're on Spotify and you see that little green dot pop up next to our icon. You're like, there's a new episode. I hope it's like what? And then you say what? And then you listen to it and it's this and then what? Our show is something that no one will care about every week. Here we are at the Indianapolis 500.
Very good. Let me write that down.
Let me draw that. Let me draw what you said.
It's
writing something. Taking notes is drawing what someone said.
Taking notes is drawing what someone said. So I wanted to say, first of all, always thanks to the patrons who are helping support this show. You know, we got a lot of people on staff now. Great
yeah.
artists, good people. And we're making some cool stuff. So it
and
feels...
we also did background checks and made sure none of them had a Me Too in their back pocket.
Oh, I didn't do that. Was
I
supposed to do that?
I asked them.
You asked them for background
I
checks.
I said, does anyone who works with us have a Me Too? Tell me now or forever hold my penis.
Okay, so you didn't do a background test.
That's good.
I'm the guy. I was like, Kevin, chalk up and hold my dick about it.
Oh man, I don't want them boundary hands touching me,
dude. I have when me and Kevin are alone, I have him chalk up and I get as hard as I can, and yeah. He holds on to me with both hands, and then I swing him around so he doesn't.
And I can hold on well.
That's crazy. Yeah, because his
forearms.
Yeah. Does that help you hold on well? That makes you hold on things more well. That's probably good to have to hold on to things well.
Yeah. You ever drop something? It sucks.
You never drop things anymore, or you do? Well, you dropped that fucking thing Mike got.
Dude, that, yeah, yeah. Dude, I showed Kevin
a brand new
thing that I have. And I was like, Kevin, check this out. Kevin threw it to the earth.
Yep.
It's been thrown to the earth by Kevin. It's somewhere deep in the mantle.
Oh, Kevin.
It goes crust and then mantle.
What? Why are you asking me?
You look smart. You have glasses on. It's 2024. I've been turned into a guy who assumes that girls know stuff.
Women can know things too.
That's what I thought, but she just proved us completely wrong.
Shit. Now I gotta rethink all of the past 5 years.
Ellie set women back 5 years.
Yeah. Wow.
By not knowing where the mantle is.
I don't wanna work.
I'm just a dumb man.
I don't wanna go to school. I don't wanna work.
Somebody point me to where the mantle is, please. Don't make me look it up. Okay, she's back.
All right, so listen. Let's reel this in a little bit, because I've got something to say. Because I did want to mention that the Patreon feels so good right now. There's good stuff coming. Kevin just showed us.
Can you say that in a sexy voice?
The Patreon feels so good right now. The Patreon feels so good right now.
What happened to this thing?
Yeah, what did happen?
Oh, well, so we're doing a rotation. But if we want to hear all the time, it could totally be here all the time.
I like it a lot.
All right, we're going to bring important. It back. It goes away because the guests come.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's cables like fucking everywhere.
And so, a person.
And a whole person.
I would rather have that pedal than a person
here. Sometimes.
You know that old adage, I'd rather be a person than a pedal.
Than a pedal. My grandpa used to say that.
Don't throw glass stones at a person's pedal.
But the Patreon, like, so I know this sounds like a big old ad.
Who cares? It's an ad for us. If you can't take pride in an ad for us.
I'm taking pride in it.
Yeah.
I'm currently admitting I'm taking pride in it because Kevin showed us an edit of a sketch we made that's really funny.
Yeah.
And then we got our guy Corey, who cut together another thing that looks really funny.
Who lives on Mars?
Yep.
Mars Street. And Leah is also killing it with the clips lately. Everything looks so good. It's nice. It's beefy.
And
we're getting our live stuff set up. We're doing live dynamic banter episodes, which is fucking like cool new future shit.
From the security camera in our studio.
That's right. The boomers are learning how to make camera things, pictures.
We have a boomer on staff.
Yeah, get him in here.
Josh is 54. I'm 54 would be Gen X. 60s is boomer.
Wait.
54 is Gen X guy.
Fuck, I don't know, man. I don't know anything about this shit.
Where's the mantle?
I don't know. Is that the where the uvula, the connects to the soft palate? To the
Ellie knows that one.
Yeah. We just got another Kevin in here.
It is like a different Kevin.
Two Kevin.
Silent Kevin.
So we're doing all sorts of cool stuff. I feel really proud about it. And also this past weekend.
Cheering before they know what it is.
We teased a little something on our Instagrams. There's a photo of Mike and I. Mike is in his golf attire.
Dude, maybe my new favorite thing.
You gotta keep all the way up. Kill it. Kill it to nod at me. That's the end of the show today. Thanks for watching.
And again, that show to agree with you.
And then the ads happen, and then that's it. That's the whole episode.
This would be, if that happened, it shouldn't happen.
No.
But if it did, this would be one of my top five favorite episodes of the show.
Well, that's what I love so much about, like, because, you know, I was thinking about how, and this could be such a tangential thing if we're not careful, so keep us on track, will you? There's two of you now. Keep us on track, please. But I was thinking about how, like, well, I lost it, actually. What were we just talking about?
We're talking about the golf thing. And the
No.
Moments. Like, that would be a top episode if that was.
If this show stopped.
Oh, something I was thinking about with this show was that, like, you know, some people are like, man, I wish I had this job or I wish I had that job. And then, like, you get that job and then you're like, okay, maybe it's a little bit different than I thought it was going to be. Or it starts to crush your soul in that particular area of what you're doing. Like, I think about Twitch streamers who play video games. It's like, aren't you ruining video games?
Or your family?
For yourself and ruining your life and the lives of the people that watch you?
Yeah.
But aren't you ruining video games for yourself? And I think about how, like, if you do something you love and turn it into a job, 9 times out of 10, you end up, like, kind of, like, not loving that thing anymore because it's a job.
But it's like, but what's the balance, you know?
Yeah, this job, though, is, like, always fun. It's like we sit here and we do whatever the fuck we want into these stupid microphones.
And that's how you know we don't get paid a lot. 'Cause it's so funny.
Dude, that's the other thing is, like, I don't... There's this weird, like, masochistic, maybe it's like a insecurity and lack of self, like, worth to say that, like, if this show, like, super blew up, it would be, like, really hard to, like, keep it fun still. Because I think what would need for it to be really blown up would be, like, really, like, not great stuff.
I think the thing that keeps the show from getting super blown up is the thing that makes it fun.
Yeah.
Because it's like, now it's like legit what I asked before, like, why would you listen to this?
Yeah.
And it's because you like our interaction with each other. You don't want to listen to us talk to, like, John Hamm or whatever.
Yeah. Although that would be fun.
It would be amongst... fun as long as we did it like we talk.
Yeah.
But John Hamm is here.
Yeah.
Somebody reach out to John Hamm.
But like, you know,
and we're like, don't, John Hamm is here and he's big and beautiful. He's like, don't touch the wires, please.
Don't touch, sit, just stop moving your legs.
John Hamm, chalk up and grab my cock.
Yeah. But like, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, I do appreciate that we could kind of do whatever we get to play around here. And like, I find it. It's so fun to do something like, let's just stop the fucking episode and fulfill the ad portion, but
of course,
but like, you know, of course, God forbid, and you know, happy 4th of July, by the way,
everybody. If God didn't want us to fulfill the ad portion, he wouldn't have given us rocket money.
That's right. And
on the 8th day, God created rocket money to keep track of what he spends monthly.
But like, we've done like 420 some episodes of this show, and like every once in a while we could do like some real like bonkers experiment.
Yeah,
and we get to do that without someone saying like, well, the sponsor might not like that, or like, you know, maybe we'll lose a bunch of the audience because it's too weird or whatever.
Just know the weirder we are, it only hurts us.
Yeah, but like,
isn't
I think
that
it's
comforting?
What,
like, you as the listener are safe. We're just hurting us and our families.
Yeah. To me, it's like, it's always like, as long as we can do the weird shit we do and like do our fucking shit that's just literally to just make each other laugh, then like I'm totally content with like everything. Like, as long as we can keep making the show about like making each other laugh, then like that's where it sticks. That's how it keeps being
until
good.
We're deeply unhappy or in deep debt. Financial turmoil. So all that is to say, if you, we really are working hard on Patreon stuff. And if you've liked this show for years, just consider going over to the Patreon, giving it a look. And everything that you donate goes into benefiting the show in some 100%. Way, shape, or form. We have a good little team and everyone's doing their best.
Yeah. 100% of your donation goes towards making this show a little cooler.
If we get enough money, we can see what Corey looks like.
And
I don't know what Corey looks
since
like.
Since we teased a little something on the Instagrams, like we said, with Mike and golf attire, we've got a really special golf thing coming. That, you know, maybe we're teasing it a little early.
We already said what's happened.
But we did shoot.
Let's go backwards, though.
So we finally got my dad and Mike on the green.
Yeah.
And we made a whole day of it. And it's going to be a great video someday.
Dude, I loved hanging out with your family.
I love that you loved it. You texted me, I'm in love with your family.
Yeah.
And I was like, good. It's like kind of hard. My mom makes it so easy to be comfortable and have a nice time.
Yeah.
And my brother is just like, is everything okay? Everything's good.
Yeah, very accommodating person.
Your brother was cracking a lot of jokes too.
Yeah,
he's very funny.
Yeah.
You guys are like the same person in a different time.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. My brother and I used to have this, like we've always been, like, very close friends, and we, you know, we're brothers, so we spent a lot of fucking time together. And we really had this, like, same bizarre sense of humor developing together. Yeah. But there was a moment where Frank was like, I need to be an adult. Yeah. Or I'm never going to, like, get out of here and make something of myself. And I was like, I need to stay a kid forever because it's fun and awesome.
And you refused to make something of yourself.
Yeah, and I refused. And I was cooking. I was, as the kids say, let them cook, you know? And, but we at some point we split off and he became like a little more serious, a little less goofy. But he still has that.
He's an adult.
Yeah, he's an adult.
He's an adult with a good sense of humor.
He's an adult with a good sense of humor.
And a warm heart.
Because he's got kids, he's got a wife, he's got a nice place, he's got a good job.
He also treated us to dinner afterwards.
Yeah, he did.
And that was a dream come true.
It was very kind of him to do that.
I had fish and chips even though I'm supposed to be on a low sodium diet. So if I get another stone, that's on you, Frank.
Damn, Frank. Fuck you, man.
And the bill's coming your way, bud.
But yeah, but it was a good time, man. And we got a good video out of it, and we had a nice time. And what's better than that?
Nothing. Nothing is better than monetizing our time with our family.
Including with my family involved. Yeah. So I have something to share with you, but we can either do it now or unless you have something that you'd like to share.
I think we all have stuff to bring to the table, and it'd be so much better just to sit here in silence.
Okay, let's do it. I just didn't want to step on your toes, you know?
Sitting here in silence starts with silence and also ends with that, and there's silence in the middle.
Then how long do we plan on doing? How long do you want to do it?
Let's go to the ads.
I found a thing that I thought we could talk about that was kind of interesting, and it was this Reddit post, and I guess there were these scientists at the University of Oxford.
University of Oxnard.
Oxnard. Very reputable. And they were studying the best and worst smells in the world.
Whoa, you could do that?
Well, this is
why. Studying the best and worst smell. Okay, interesting.
Like, yeah, scientists. Because, like, when you're. Science is so fucking cool, man. Mm-hmm. Science has always been cool because it's like. I think in some offshoot universe I did science in some way, or was some kind of Bill Nye or something maybe.
Or you're just interested in it.
Or I was way more interested in it, yeah. But it's so cool because you could be like, I would like to have a reason for something, or I want the answer to something, but if I really want it, I have to like really dig into like why something is and have like case studies and involve like hundreds of people. And I find it really interesting that there's a way to like just quantify anything using science in some way. Right.
Well, proving a hypothesis.
Yeah. And like, I figure the science field, if you want to be someone that like, makes a huge science discovery, you've got to like really think of something bizarre now, because I feel like all these big scientific discoveries have already kind of happened, right?
Yeah, dude, absolutely.
Uh-oh. What do we got so far? We got air.
We got science.
Space.
Science. Bad science.
Science. We've discovered science.
We discovered rocks.
Rock. Rockets.
Rockets. Music.
Music. Fire. What else is there?
But all of those stickers? Things, but all of those things have science. All of those things have science associated with them. And the discovery of like music is science, and all this stuff is science, and it's really cool. And so I love that someone who's interested in science can just be like, I'm going to make my study be what are the best and worst smells in the world.
But that's what's interesting, because that's science and that's also like subjectivity.
For sure. But that's why you involve like a massive amount of people in your case study. It kind of depends on the amount of people you survey into what they think a bad smell is or whatever.
I'm just thinking of like...
Sure, there's too many variables for sure.
Right, like somebody who loves cookies could also... There's somebody who doesn't like cookies then.
For sure. And
so
it's like,
how do
that's...
you use science to prove like the best of a subjective thing?
Because you take like a room of 10 people and if like two of them don't like the smell of cookies, you kill them. Yeah. Because that's insane. And they should not be allowed to breed. Because they'll make more people that don't like the smell of cookies. And I don't want that on my perfect planet.
And then as soon as you know it, we'll have scentless cookies.
Next thing you know, we got cookies smell bad. I mean, you want that?
No.
Thank you. Audience doesn't want
it. So that's one.
So anyway, this team did some research. I don't know. Whatever. They're scientists. You want me to look into the paperwork?
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
I'll dig into the real scientific
stuff.
That's
what makes it science.
But I don't want to dig into the stuff we won't understand, though. Like the actual, like...
I don't want to dig into the proof part. I want to hear what people said about
it. Dude, you really want me to dig into their actual paperwork?
I don't, because it's going to be boring. All I'm saying is, yeah, like, that is, like, in order to trust it, yeah, as like a scientific finding, you have to understand like the proof part of it, because that's the thing that makes it. Remember how we were talking about I saw this TikTok and it was a girl with a Purple Rain t-shirt on. She's like, I'm from Minnesota, and all the Democratic governors got together and are ousting Biden. Like, that sounds very interesting and something that I would want to happen maybe and see and watch. But also, I stop and think, like, that's a girl from Minnesota maybe in a Purple Rain t-shirt.
Yeah, what does she know?
So it's like, how can I possibly trust that? So it's like, yeah, the science stuff is boring, but yeah, understanding all that stuff helps you trust it and helps boost the enjoyment of the findings.
For sure. I think that more so than anything, it's like, is it an interesting thing whether it's true or not and we can laugh about it? Then that's more important to me than like, is it super damaging to be like,
I don't think it's damaging
to say incorrect information about smells,
about smelling cookies.
No, it's not. Probably. And so I feel like, does it really, like, where I'm getting it from is from the BBC UK website. And it's the University of Oxford. I feel like they wouldn't have published it if it didn't come from Oxford, if it wasn't scientists working on it. So whatever. That part is not super... That part feels less worrisome to me than if it came from, like, thedailynew.org, like, whatever. Like
smells.net.
Yeah, smells. Yeah, nostrils.org. Well, maybe I'd trust it on nostrils.org.
Cookies.nostrils.
Let's see if there's a nostrils.org, actually.
Nostradamus said that.
but yeah, I mean, like, and the answer, what they found, is very divisive, I think. Yeah. Like, there, and it will be, I think. There are too many variables, for sure. Because what these scientists discovered is that the best smell is vanilla. And the worst smell is sweaty feet.
In the corner. That's cookie.
Yeah, that's cookie.
Ellie's here to decide whether
or not
cookie?
Stuff is cookie. Is it cookie?
Crust of the earth. That could be cookie.
Could be cookie. Cookie Monster's thoughts.
Cookie Monster dressed up like a scientist.
Yeah. Could it be cookie?
In a Purple Rain t-shirt on TikTok.
Welcome to... Does it cookie? Microphone.
Really cookie?
Not cookie.
Not cookie.
Best smell vanilla, worst smell feet. Sweaty feet.
See, it's, I guess, I want to be interested, of course. I want to be an active participant in how interesting this could be.
It's like a hypothesis, you know? And it's like...
To me, it's like no different than like... This is like surveys. This is
Family Feud. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we don't have to be like, yeah, I don't find this to be scientifically accurate.
But
we can just
it's
be
also,
like,
it doesn't
it's
even, it's
funny.
Not even scientifically interesting. Like, to say vanilla smells good and feet smell bad is like, I never even thought of that before.
Well, but to survey an amount of people and be like, this is the top ones, is interesting, and it's like, well, I don't think those are my top worst or best smells. But so what does that mean? That means like way more people thought those were better smells. That's where the interesting part comes
way
in.
Way more people of what? Since like the beginning of time.
Well, I don't know, man. Do you want to explain science to Mike?
Yeah, explain science to me. Maybe I'll enjoy this more. Dude, being like, this is really interesting. It says here feet smell bad.
I don't know.
And vanilla smell good.
Is it not the kind of stuff we talk about on this stupid show?
I don't know. Where does cum fall on the list?
I don't see how this is any different than being like, here's another stupid thing.
If I found. Was, it would be even worse if I pretended to be like,
well,
super dumbfounded.
It's just meant to elicit a bit of interesting conversation.
What else is on the list?
Do
well,
they have other ones?
No, that was it. That was my, why?
What's it with the team of scientists at Oxford?
Oh, wait.
Feet smell bad and vanilla smell good?
Wait. Sorry. Bring it back. What did you ask? I thought you were asking if there was more things to talk about than the feet
smells.
Thing. Oh, well.
Smells
oh.
on the list.
Well.
Wheels on the bus.
Let's find out. I'll just read the article. How about that?
I
Great.
I agree that sweaty feet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't either. I mean, what about poop?
Yeah.
I'm fine. We grew up in places that smelled like sweaty feet 24/7,
dude,
like the movie theater.
What
yeah.
about that porta potty I was in
exactly.
In upstate
That's worse
Oregon.
than sweaty feet.
It was
for
the
sure.
worst smell I've ever smelled. I felt like I was choking. See, that to me is a scientific
right.
Oxford study on whatever the fuck was in that outhouse would be way more enjoyable than like how about stinky feet?
I don't know.
Like,
there are
people who can't fucking come unless they have stinky feet in their nose.
That's true.
That's more interesting.
But
study
there's also
that.
People that can't come unless there's poop in their face, which means they think the poop
I know
smell.
Two girls in particular.
Let's call them. That, so it's like, to me, it feels like if there were scientists at Oxford that did a study that involved like an amount of people. Like, let's see if there's any information on the amount of people, because that is important. But even if it's like out of 50, like these people all agreed that the worst smell was like sweaty feet. That's interesting to me because it's like, well, what does that mean? Does that mean that like the majority of an amount of people, like the percentage of them that would agree sweaty feet is the worst smell is really the worst smell they've ever smell?
I think by this logic, you should watch every episode of Family Feud because it's the same scientific study. It's talking to 100 people
yeah.
and being like, what do you think the most of this thing is?
Yeah.
And then it's like 10 scientific
but
studies
that's interesting.
Per episode.
That's why that show has gone on for centuries.
I don't think it's bad.
Because that's interesting.
Right. I just don't think it's as interesting as it could be. I just don't think it's like... It's not unique enough to keep my attention absolutely sparked, I think.
Like what could be a bad smell? Like what could be a bad or good
smell? Does it
smell?
Not seem...
Like if I asked
I'm not
you,
trying to poo-poo anything. Poo-poo being a worse smell than agreed. 20 feet. I'm just saying that I don't think it's like earth-shattering to be like stinky feet is a bad smell.
No, but I think it. I figured it's like we talk about stinky shit on this show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about what we think is the stinkiest smell.
Do you like feet? Do you have a foot thing?
No. I mean, I don't mind feet, though. Like, there are people that are, like, bothered by
there are people who are super feet, into it.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I'm more interested in the people that, like, don't even want to see it or to be touched by a foot.
Are you more interested in the people who want nothing to do with feet or the people who want everything to do? Like, what is... what? Obsession is more interesting to you.
Well, I recently heard a thing about how like the reason why people are so into feet in like a sexual way is because it's like close to where the like sexual part of your brain is.
So like an aura thing?
It's like too close to where you're where attraction, where your brain receives attraction or
the
something.
The furthest thing from your actual brain.
Yeah, is your foot. Yeah, someone had a laugh with that one. So now I'm like, oh, okay, well, that, I guess that kind of explains the feet thing in my brain, or it sounds like the most logical reason.
So if there were like two scientific studies in front of me, I not being sexually into feet at all would be way more interested in the people, like why people are super attracted to feed.
I mean, I think like,
because it's like the unknown. It's like something that I've been like, that's way over here because I'm way over here. So that is the more interesting thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess it does boil down to if you find the Family Feud kind of entertaining. Like, do you find it entertaining that a certain amount of people all agreed that this is a thing? But the thing with the Family Feud is it's like most of the time it's like, what do you find in a picnic basket? And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what everyone thinks is in a fucking picnic basket.
Why? Why?
Because it's like, what, apple? Whoa.
Dude, that's exactly how I feel about this.
But smells is such a thing that's gross and can be like, people don't...
the least pleasant smells.
Yeah, like people don't want to talk about like gross smells. Like it's a taboo kind of thing that
people
don't...
only talk about gross smells.
No, but I mean like...
you walk into the room and it smells gross. Everyone in that room is like... you ever been on a plane when someone farts?
Oh, no one says shit. What the fuck? It's usually weirdly silent and it feels weird to be like, am I the only one smelling this fucking shit?
Everyone smells
it. And everyone's
it.
Just like in their headset, like smiling and shit. I'm
yeah,
like,
but everyone's like, dude, if a plane reeks, look around that plane and really be perceptive and you'll see everyone on the plane go like this.
I mean, yeah, maybe. I don't know. You've flown way more than I have, but in my experience, it's like, I feel like people, like, even when someone farts in, like, a room, unless someone in there is, like, funny or wants to make a joke out of it, no one says a fucking word. And you're like, well, someone farted, and you just kind of move on with it. Like, I think that the smells border into the, like, it's... like, sure, everybody, there's, like, an amount of people that are fine with, like, being like, oops, I farted, sorry if it smells, or whatever. But there's so many people that are like, never, I don't even fart. Like, I don't even, what are you talking about?
For some reason, I feel the opposite. Not specific, there's an element of, like, shame and embarrassment that comes with, like, admitting farts.
Yeah.
So that is,
especially
like, taboo thing.
Especially if she's stinky up.
But if you walk into, if you're in, like, a place, like a California Pizza Kitchen, and it smells rank, everyone in that place is talking about how it smells and why it must smell like that. And that's kind of what I'm going at with the feet thing. It's like if you're super into or super not into feet, it's more interesting for me to figure out the scientific reason, like why people want to come on feet.
I mean, I guess it's one of those things where it's like either of those things feel like this show would discuss it. So it's like, yeah, sure, I'll talk about a feet thing. I'll talk about a smell thing. I'll talk about a poop thing. Like, even before we started talking about this, we were like, it's so fun to be able to, like, just literally say whatever the fuck, or talk about whatever the fuck we want. And I just feel like as long as it's, like, in the realm of what makes sense in the show, like, cum and farts and, like, gross shit.
Those are our boundaries. Those are our rules. It has to fall within.
Well, I mean, farts. I don't think there's rules per se, but it does feel like there are more topics that are that hit better in our, like, weird world than, like, say, like, why do people like lollipops or, like, what's there? Because I feel like it's similar to the,
so
like,
when you read this and you got the results, what did it make you feel
like? I was like, that's so stupid and ridiculous. We could totally run on this with some dumb shit. Like what do you think the stupidest, or what do you think the best smell is? What's your favorite smell? Or
you know what's weird? And me and Zoya have talked about this. I hate cigarettes. Cigarettes killed my family.
Damn, dude.
But
this is new information.
There is
new
an element.
New lore just dropped.
Well, you know, you fucking listen up. There is an element to cigarette smoke that smells, it gives me a comforting feeling because it was always like in my grandmother's house, like my grandfather smoked, my grandmother smoked. So even though I hate cigarettes and being around them, there is an element to that smell that makes me feel like comforting. I wouldn't put it in best smell, but I would put it in smell that's almost, the most deep rooted in like this smell makes me feel something specific.
Yeah.
So I think that that's very interesting.
Yeah. And someone else could be like, but the cigarette smell is like fucking vomit inducing.
Yeah. It's gross. It's gross for sure.
Yeah.
But it's like, what memories do you have attached to it?
It's
you ever walk by a salt and straw? That's like the opposite of
cigarettes. My God. Best smell ever.
Best smell ever.
And they do that on purpose, you think?
But is that smell vanilla?
Is it kind of
a vanilla? Because what I'm smelling is like kind of like a waffle.
Yeah. What
kind of smell. I think, but what's the waffle smell? The waffle. Is there waffle vanilla in the waffle?
Yeah, I think so.
So what if we
can we look that up, Jamie?
Jamie's sleeping on the job.
Fuck Jamie.
I would be dumbfounded if there was no vanilla in a waffle.
But it's interesting to me that if, because I've never really thought about, like, I think we've talked about what our favorite smells are in some way before.
Sure.
Like,
let's check the tape.
I like a campfire smell. Mm-hmm. Or like a I like the Pirates of the Caribbean water smell, which is just like chlorinated chemicals. Essentially.
That's a good example of like a subjective thing.
Exactly. But I also like can't deny that the smell of vanilla is like really fucking good.
It is very good.
And it's like in so many things, and maybe even is like a mixture of vanilla and things like the waffle cone for ice cream.
You know what I think about when people talk about best? It's like, it feels like very basic bitch answer to say vanilla, even though it is, yeah, absolutely up there. If you do, you remember the smelly markers from our childhood?
Oh yeah,
that made us forget most of
the
our childhood.
The grape one was my favorite.
The grape, and then I think about specifically like cherry.
Cherry, man. Oh, actually, cherry was real fucking good.
And so I would pick cherry over the vanilla, whatever.
Like, that cherry marker smell over,
yeah,
vanilla.
Yeah.
What about gasoline?
Dude, I used to love gasoline.
Yeah, there
and
is.
And then
like
I remember asking
thing,
my,
huh,
mom, like, is it bad? And she was like, yeah, that's bad. You should not like,
right, that. Right, because it could kill you breathing, yeah, in the gasoline fumes.
It says that on the machine.
Is that true, really?
It fucks your brain up.
Is that true, Jamie?
Jamie? Is that Jamie? Is that Jamie?
Ellie, what's the thing you know most about, would you say?
Transformers.
No.
You know what I know is that it's time for some fucking ass.
Okay, great.
That's what I fucking know. Look at this goddamn time code.
Think about the answer to that question. That's how we end the show. We light something on fire. We take off.
Sip. Guys, I want to thank HeadGum. I want to thank Mike. I want to thank Kevin.
I want to thank scientists.
I
want to
thank scientists. I want to thank Ellie. I want to thank HeadGum. Kevin's going to take this whole time to come like this, but it's going to take that long for him to do it. You got to watch the video version of this, guys. You're going to see all of the side of Kevin doing a fun bit. But, guys, I want to talk about MeUndies, who I love very, very much. And I ain't lying. And you know why? Because MeUndies feel so yum, good, yummy tummy on my good, yum, bummy bits. My bits that are important. The bits that matter. And for most of the year, fancy underwear technology sounds unnecessary. But breathable, quick dry, moisture wicking, anti odor, it's all overkill. But this summer is coming. The summer is here, actually, isn't it? Isn't it, Kevin?
You put so much shit in my pocket.
Oh, yeah? Do you have MeUndies on?
Yes!
Well, they're right. That was close to your pocket. That was a fun, relatable bit. Wow. But here's the thing, guys. You're getting steamy and sweaty and slimy, and you got swamp things happening. Swass. Swant.
Can we say swant?
Yeah. They said it in the Bible. Suddenly, breathable, quick dry, moisture wicking, and all that anti-odor stuff is sounding kind of nice, especially with that summer heat beating down on you fast. But MeUndies has something special for everybody this summer, and for the guys, they've got that micromodal fabric that's breathable and comfortable, especially that ball caddy with its special pouch to help you avoid bat winging.
Do you know what that is? We'll save it.
We'll explain it to you after the show. Guys, I do love my MeUndies so much. That's the only thing I have in my drawer. I trust them. They're with me all the way. They're with me the whole way. They're with me from dusk till dawn. And even when I'm making love.
Now, what does that mean?
And guess what? MeUndies has a cut for every guy's butt. Over 10 different styles, ranging from boxer briefs to jock straps. to the special pouch underwear called the Ball Caddy that we were just talking about. And they're sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. For once. And if you're not happy with your first pair of the undies, guess what? It's on MeUndies. On MeUndies. It just looked like flipping. The guy flipping away into the void. So, with all that said, summer is here. Be prepared with MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. For 20% off plus free shipping, MeUndies.com/banter. Comfort from the inside in.
Thank you, MeUndies.
Rocket money! That's where we went to space on a rocket. Shit! Guys, how many subscriptions do you think you've got going on in your life right now? I bet you don't even know. I bet you couldn't even tell me because I couldn't tell you. And that's not good, probably. Probably not good. But guess what? Rocket Money helps you look for those things, shows them to you, and helps you cancel them or keep them or whatever. But usually it's good to cancel them because we don't need it.
It's good to be aware of them for sure.
It's good to be aware of them at least. At least. And I'll tell you, how much money do you think you're paying in those subscriptions? Just think about that. And maybe you're like, you know what? I could actually save a little money this year if I got rid of a few of these guys. And most Americans think they spend about $62 per month on subscriptions. But get this.
This.
The real number is closer to 300. It's
jackpot.
That's literally thousands of dollars a year, half of which we've probably forgotten about. Thankfully, using Rocket Money, you're going to find all those subscriptions that you forgot about and cancel the ones you don't want anymore and then get that money back in your bank account. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. And with Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of all of your expenses.
Good.
And Rocket Money has over 5 million users, saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. And that's saving members up to $740 a year. Kevin's lighting his socks on fire.
He's trying to get to those smelly feet.
He wants to put the smelly feet theory to the test.
Did you steal those from a futuristic hospital?
Or a mannequin? Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/banter. That's rocketmoney.com/banter.
Banter.
Rocket Money.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say you could text the number 818-722-8682 to get updated on when me or us will be in your area. Yeah. Let's go down some of the stuff we have going on. Tonight is Surrounded in the main room of the Hollywood Improv. We've got Ian Fidance, London Hughes, Josh Wolf, Michael Blaustein, me, and others. It's going to be a great time. So come to the Hollywood Improv tonight in the main room. On the 26th, we're doing the first human romance dating show. It's my show where I hook up people who have like interests and some dating. If you want a roommate, if you want a business partner, we'll hook you up with someone else in the room on the 26th of July at the world famous Comedy Store up in the Belly Room, 10:30 Friday night on the 26th. August 8th, I'm in San Diego at Mic Drop. August 29th, it's Surrounded in San Jose. October 6th, I'm in Cleveland. October 9th, I'm in Boston. October 10th, I'm in Brooklyn. November 1st is Dynamic Banter Live in Tacoma.
Yes!
So if you're anywhere in Washington or the Seattle area, come hang out. The night afterwards, I'm running my hour in the same building. So we got Dynamic Banter on the 1st, Stand Up on the 2nd, and I'm in Spokane Comedy Club on the 3rd.
That's going to be good, boys.
It is going to be a lot of fun stuff coming up. Can we briefly talk about the Haktua Girl business plan?
Oh, man.
So I was telling Steve that I had a mutual friend of ours tell me about a tweet that was like, Haktua Girl, who is making the rounds on podcasts and has representation from CAA or whatever.
Jackpot.
You know, because that's what you could do in this country. You can make a comment being a woman about how you like to suck dick, and then you are literally the most important person in the country.
Isn't it funny that you can't really replicate that? Like, you can't really replicate it in the way that it feels like Chewbacca mom to
me. Maybe that's why people like it, because it is like a genuine moment that wasn't supposed to be. Things that are manufactured to be, this is supposed to be the most popular thing in the world. Whoever is like the 18 to 34, I feel like, rejects that kind of.
Now. I think it's just annoying now that it's like what it is now.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty funny the first time you watched it, and you're like, yeah, maybe that gets added to the vocabulary as a funny way to say that. But now I don't want it all over my TV and
it'll
screens
be gone.
And stuff.
You know how things happen.
It'll totally be
By
gone.
By the time this is out, it'll be gone. But
things that won't matter in 3 weeks.
And we will say that by the time this is out, she will have a business plan. I'm sure she does by right now. But this tweet that this mutual friend showed us was like, Haktua Girl should not go on podcast. She should not be in TV. She should not have representation. But she should open up OnlyFans for like 5 months, make millions of dollars, and then disappear with her winnings. Because that's winning. That's winning life. And then we went a step further as to say, like, what does she do on OnlyFans? And you were like...
Well, because I was like, not everybody wants to hawk to on the internet for everyone to see.
Not everyone wants videos of them sucking dick on the internet.
No, they
and
don't.
That's understandable.
No.
But if you have as much mystery and allure that you're currently chopping away at by going on hour-long podcasts, if you have all this intrigue behind
you... If you're capitalizing on it, might as well do the best possible idea, because this is your moment. The universe snatched you out of obscurity and brought you in front of the social media eye.
All people know about you.
So what are you going to do with this moment, girl? Right. What are you going to do? You're going to seize your moment and get that bag?
Or are you going to drive it into the ground immediately?
And annoy the fuck out of everybody and then disappear and be broke.
So here's what you do. You open up OnlyFans. You don't even have to be... If I'm her, I don't even have to be naked on this
thing. No, zero nudity.
I literally just take... I open up a P.O. box... And I say, give me stuff to spit on camera.
And then I'll hawk Tua on it.
And then you send me something. I send you back a video for $100 of me spitting on it.
Yeah.
And then we do that for 5 months. And then I buy San Luis Obispo.
I would say let's even simplify it more. Because the sending them stuff, it requires like a P.O. box. And then like you're going to have to go through all the shit. And then like I'm saying let's just make it even easier for her. Literally just hawk Tua on things you already have. Like, I'm going to hawk Tua on this Pepsi can. And that's one post.
I think that's an option. And I think that there is, that there would be an audience for that. Mm-hmm. But you know as well as I know that even like I say, like, why do we Twitch stream? What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of looking at the chat and being like Robert Ebert, 2012 says this? Like, what's the point of acknowledging someone? You want that like connection.
Well,
you want someone to send you. I think that's the difference between like a $50 subscription and a $500
exactly. Subscription. It's a higher tier.
Yeah.
I like that because then it, because she could simply spit on things. Like, she could even go out in the street and be like, hawk Tua on like
on the street,
on a lawn, hawk Tua on the sidewalk,
homeless
on the street,
guy.
Hawk Tua on a Trump sign, hawk Tua on a Biden sign. And make it political, you know?
Political, you know?
And then, but yeah, the higher tiers are like, send me something to hawk Tua on.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Send me they your send, wedding
do
album.
Do they send it back with the hawk Tua on it?
Maybe it's like, like sending it back would get pricey. So like you, that would be another
That's
tier.
That's the next tier, yes.
$1,000 to send it back to you.
Dude, get her on the line. Let's call this woman.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Hi, is this Hawk Tua girl?
Yes, Hawk Tua, spit on that thing.
So we have a business proposal for you, and I want to know if you're interested. This is Mike from Dynamic Banter.
Hello?
Oh,
so the proposal is for you to open up an OnlyFans and for you to not get naked, not really do anything sexual even. All people know about you is that you like to spit on that thing. So you open up an OnlyFans where people send you things to spit on, and then you do custom videos of that, and you can make tens of thousands of dollars almost instantly, I bet.
Yes, no, I think I would make a lot of money, maybe even millions by doing that.
Would you be interested in cutting us in? Because we were the ones who came up with the idea.
Hang on, I'm going.
Shit. And that's how you lose them. We lost millions of dollars just now.
That was our chance.
Please come to Surrounded tonight so we can make up at least a couple hundred of that $1 million that we...
All right, let's do some history, Rhodes.
Yeah!
Oh shit, I'm getting a call from the Hawk Tua girl. Hello, is this
Steve Zaragoza or is this Steve Zaragoza?
Yes, this is
Hawk
Steve
Tua girl.
Oh, hi Hawk Tua girl, what's up?
Steve, I have I've just had a really good idea.
Okay, let's hear it.
But you need to promise that you're not going to tell Mike, because Mike thinks, well, for some reason you can't tell Mike.
Okay, I'll try not to.
No, you have to promise.
Okay, I promise I won't tell Mike.
I think I should start an OnlyFans where people send me things and I hawk to a spit on them.
Oh my god.
Wait, what the fuck?
That's brilliant.
I think Mike just heard it.
Oh.
Why do you think I was cut out of that deal? I need to read Trump's book so I don't get cut out of the deal. Let's just all sit here and think about how I got cut out of the deal.
Why don't you read them to Mike and he can add?
Oh, okay. Mike, you want me to read you these subjects? You can tell me which one you want to jump into.
Do you not
want to
do the same thing again real fast?
Oh.
Okay, now what?
Why did I get out of the
Two, three.
One day, Mike got cut out of the deal. One fine day,
while walking through the forest
in Middle Liverian,
Mike was simply cut out of the deal.
Mike was walking with his friend Chumwuzzle.
Some kind of fun fantasy movie going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, let's get into this one here. Oh, Mike, what do you think? My dog thinks y'all are his dads. Stuck in a dark tube with Mike and Steve. Or a short yoga history road.
I think all of those sound pleasurable.
Those are all great. Let's do them. Let's do all of them. All right.
Cut out of the knee.
Where was my cut out of the knee? Cut out of the knee. Baby, you came in and he was cut out of it. His name was nowhere to be found in the paperwork of the knee. He cut out of the knee.
Does anyone have eyes on the deal?
Emily Bowen says, my dog thinks y'all are his dads. What prompted that? Hello, DBB boys and girls. My name is Emily, longtime listener, second time history roader.
Well, congratulations, Emily.
I sent in a history road in the before times of COVID, where I told the story of how DB stopped me from having a panic attack on the DC Metro.
The DBDC Metro.
The DBDC Metro. I have since graduated. Congratulations. Stayed in the sweltering ass crack that is DC. And I'm now the proud dog mom of a little DB puppy.
Whoa, congratulations. What kind of a puppy does it say?
It does. It will, I guess. Chase. Chase is a 5-month-old Chihuahua mix.
Chihuahua.
There's little yappy boys, but we love them.
I would love to smash. I want to fuck it.
You want to fuck a Chihuahua? One thing about Chase is he absolutely hates car rides. I get it. He's just a little guy, so the big, loud, roaring engines of my 2018 Ford Focus might as well be a World War II era fighter plane. To him. I get that. Sounds all loud and scary. Doggies have good hearing, so you know. The day I adopted it, I was too anxious to listen to music on the drive home. So I put on an episode of Dynamic Banter. Heard of it?
Roof.
Great introduction to his new life. Since then, I've noticed that if I play music, he stands in the passenger seat, staring at me and shaking like the little chihuahua he is.
Dude, so funny to get rescued as a puppy and your life is miserable out on the street and you're eating garbage and getting kicked and stuff like that. And then somebody rescues you and you're in this like nice, warm, comfortable home. And then you put on this fucking podcast.
This horrifying noise.
Like, surely things will get better for me now. I'm in a car.
But if I put on DB, he actually lays down and is super chill and calm.
That's nice.
So needless to say, I think my dog thinks y'all are his dads, since y'all provide him with some manly comfort that I can't give him.
Sure.
Please see attached family court summons for both of you. I'm suing for child support.
Hell yeah, dude.
Thank you both. Thank you both for the continued weekly entertainment, even though the new sound machine made my hungover 4-hour drive home almost worse than the hangover itself.
Damn, dude.
Much love, Emily and Chase. Look, there's one out of every so many, but here's a picture of Chase. That doesn't look like
that's the dog?
Yeah.
Kind of cute for a chihuahua.
Looks like a chihuahua. Looks like a mix.
Chihuahua with like a German shepherd tongue. Dude, imagine a German shepherd fucking a chihuahua.
Dude, that would be... I don't want to see that.
Imagine how hot.
Mike's gotten
into Mike lost dogs. It.
He's gotten into dogs.
Mike's really...
I'm thinking about trying dogs.
I can't get behind that one.
When's my month?
Can't get behind that one. Stuck in the Dark Tube with Mike and Steve.
Great.
Is Isabella says
stuck in a cannoli crust.
Great honks and horns to you and yours. Bella from the California general area here.
Bella from the Gala.
From the Gala. Wanted to share a bit of her story road with you boys. Last week I had my first MRI, putting it in my baby book now. Mike, you're probably very familiar with this test, as you know, as I know you've spent some lengthy time in and out of hospitals.
You know I like to hang out on the MRI machine.
That's where he gets his kicks. For those who don't know, it's the closest you can feel to getting buried alive without getting worms in your mouth. Very good.
That's the only difference.
Alternate visualization. Remember that Titanic sub thing with the six boys in it from last year? Just picture a smaller, lonelier version.
Oh, no.
I was pretty nervous about going in for the first time, and my nurse lady, Gary... Is G-E-R-R-Y Gary or Jerry?
Jerry.
That's Jerry?
Yeah, I think so.
Nurse Lady Jerry. Nurse Lady Gary. Strap me down.
I'm Gary. I'm your nurse lady.
Sorry, it's like being buried alive, but you know how it is.
Sorry, this is going to be like being buried alive.
It's
going
to be like you're buried alive. What a horrible thing to say to someone.
But at the end of it, you won't.
You're not buried alive for real, though.
And that's kind of the icing on the cake.
That's the best part. The best part is that it's not buried alive.
Yeah.
Jerry strapped me down really tight after I told her I was an MRI virgin. When my head went in the tube, I shut my eyes real tight.
And came as hard as I could.
To not freak out. Then, the DB... Wait, what? Oh, then the loud swirling magnets began to dance around my body. My heart was beating so hard, and then I heard it. DB Labs. DB Labs was here with me, just hitting buttons and bonking boys. I was so comforted thinking of the DB sound universe that I was able to avoid a complete panic attack. At one point, it sounded exactly like the phone ringing, and I almost burst out laughing. Hearing in my head, hello, this is the mayor.
I can see inside your body. Why does he have that kind of information?
Best from Bella, who listens to the Piss Cast while in the California State Capitol building.
Whoa. We've made it.
We made it.
We infiltrated.
After 420 episodes.
What can we do? What kind of subliminal messages can we push through?
Something that can only... Some kind of Morse code. Or some kind of like... some decibel level. Only some dang egghead over at the Capitol building can figure out. Okay. And then now let's do this short yoga history road from what? This person's name is Story?
That sounds like a person who would send in a yoga story.
Story.
I'm Story, and this is my moon landing. Get down into downward facing moon town pie.
Hi, boys. I wore your sexy new cropped hoodie to my yoga class.
Hell
morning.
Yeah. Thoughty merch for the win.
I'm one of the Thoughty fans. Hell yeah. And afterwards, my yoga teacher walked over and straightened it so she could read the words.
Yeah, for sure.
She was looking at it intently, so I said, oh, it's a podcast. Oh, she replied.
She's like, oh, there are words on your shirt.
Oh, words. But there are other stuff. My words are up here. Oh, she replied, brightening. I love podcasts. It's a comedy podcast, I said.
I'm out.
Trying my hardest to imagine this sweet, reserved woman in her 40s. Listening to two grown men sing laugh songs and make space sounds.
When have we ever?
And cum jokes. I really like it, I said. It's very silly and fun. Okay. Very silly.
Dude, that's the description.
We can all use a little silly these days, she said, smiling. Maybe I'll listen to it. Uh-oh. She gave me a hug goodbye. It was a sweet message, and she was so genuine, it made me smile. Maybe Audrey will tune in. Hey, Audrey.
Hi, Audrey.
If you made it this far, that's crazy. Hope you're having a great week. Thanks for always making me laugh. Longtime listener. And a story from Portland.
Whoa.
Is what it says there. Their name is Story, and they're in Portland.
They should come to the Seattle show.
Oh, shit. November 1st, you dang cretin. Get in there. We're going to have you arrested.
We're going to serve you papers as soon as you're in there.
Guys, that's it for this fucking show. What did we learn today?
Basic smells.
We learned about basic smells.
Hawk to a girl business plan.
We gave the Hawk to a girl a business plan.
Yes. And we should say that we're recording this on the 4th of July, so happy birthday to America, the land of the states. All the states are here. Did somebody swallow a cicada?
I want to thank everybody involved in the show. I want to thank Nick and the Hawk Tua girl.
Yeah.
That's my
favorite.
We're
working together.
Favorite new show.
Nick and Hawk Tua.
And the Hawk Tua girl. Mike, you want to run down those dates one more time?
Tonight is Surrounded at the Hollywood Improv on the 26th, this human romance dating show in the belly room of the Comedy Store. On the 9th of August, I'm headlining Mic Drop in San Diego. On the 29th, I'm doing Surrounded in San Jose, California. On October 6th, I'm in Cleveland. On October 9th, I'm in Boston. On October 10th, I'm in Brooklyn. On November 1st, me and Steve are in Tacoma. On November 2nd, I'm running my hour in the same building in Tacoma. And on the 3rd, I'm at the Spokane Comedy Club. Tickets to most of that stuff available at MikeFalzone.com, or you can text 818-722-8682. Bunch of great merch available. Also, for the first time ever, there is Patreon only merch, which is one of my favorite t-shirts we've ever done of Big Guy from Kit Carew did that one. And it's fucking so cool. Thank you, Kevin, for all your work on the Patreon stuff. Thank you for even considering joining the Patreon. We hope you do. A lot of good stuff over there. That QVC video fucking cracked me up a couple
times.
Funny.
This golf thing's gonna be real good.
Yeah, I can't.
We got
wait.
The hat.
Yeah, hat is out. Some more hats coming down the pipe.
Fun hats coming. We like fun hats up in here. What can we say?
What can we say?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.